Up next is Mary Zamaitis.
Thank you. Alex, I'm real sad to see you go, but I think you picked such a great last theme for your last Your Stories. I just think it fully encapsulates the idea of the folly of mankind and that we as humanity ultimately have no control over what happens in our lives. Also, it's kind of a fun pun for two people making plans to bone. And lucky for you guys, my story will encapsulate both ideas. So one night, one late night during my last semester in college, I was having sex with my best guy friend. Because I'm a really good friend. We hadn't always had a friends with benefits situation. We'd been friends for years and just hung out all the time without any sort of sexual component. But unfortunately, during my last semester in college, I experienced a very sad and tragic death in the family. One of the worst things that's ever happened to me in my life. And it was very difficult and very emotional. And my best guy friend was there for me throughout the entire experience and just completely supported me. And I just thought, if his shoulder is good enough for me to cry on, this audience is so smart, I don't even have to finish that joke. And that's why I love your stories. So this one night in particular, we finished the sex. We completed the sex. And I was just like, yeah. Like, this is so great. Like, I'm graduating in a couple months, and I've got this, like, awesome, like, fun and fancy-free situation going on. Don't gotta worry about, like, any emotional entanglements or any drama. It was great. And then, so he took the condom off, and instead of tossing it in the waste paper basket like a gentleman ought to, he started looking at it.
No.
And I saw him looking at it, and I just thought to myself, oh my god, I can't believe he's checking out his cum right now. That is so weird! And then I noticed a look of concern on his face, and I thought, oh god, he is not checking out his cum. Oh no. And he looked at me and he said, Mary, it's broken. And I was like, and we both completely started freaking out because neither of us had been in this situation. I mean, my Bible camp purity retreats had not prepared me for a situation like this before. I did not know what to do. And we were like both freaking out. And he was like, Mary, don't worry. I had some time on my hands today. So there wasn't much loaded in the chamber, if you know what I'm saying. I'm like, this is not the time to talk about this. And so we were both freaking out, but we calmed down and we did what all college students do when they need to know the answer to something. And we looked it up on Wikipedia. And we're like, okay, cool, okay. There's a plan B pill, okay? and we can get it at Planned Parenthood for free. High five, bonus! What is up? We cured this sticky situation. Awesome. And we were like so relieved. Okay, we know what we're going to do. Until we realized that Planned Parenthood was closed the next day. Because Planned Parenthood is closed on Sundays. Which is total bullshit. Out of all the days that Planned Parenthood should be open, Sunday morning is the day. Sunday morning is the titular morning after in the morning after pill. I'm just talking statistics here, okay? Sorry, I've had whiskey. Statistics. No one is making drunken mistakes during office hours, okay? So we were like, okay, what do we do? And we're like, okay, cool. We can still get the Plan B pill at CVS for $50. It's dumb. But we were like, okay, we can still get it. Everything's going to be fine. And we were so relieved that we had handled the situation perfectly. We'd done it. And everything was going to be okay. And then a moment of a little bit of silence kind of fell over us. And we realized the gravity of the situation. That this fun and fancy free friends with benefits situation was actually something that had real emotional and physical consequences, and that we were never, ever going to be the same again. And we never were. And it was also, at that moment, I realized I still wasn't wearing clothes. Thank you guys very much.
So I would like to tell you my Plan B story. But I won't.